WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Former New Yorker writer Andrea Lee published a memoir in 1991 called Russian Journal that was nominated for a National Book Award. Her latest book, a collection of short stories called Interesting Women, also contains an autobiographical element. Like many of the interesting women she writes about, Lee is an African-American living in Italy who has had her brushes with, as she calls them, sleazy Italian playboys. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says Lee was wise to follow the old writing saw, write what you know.
Every May for years, two women friends of mine have invited me to a garden party at their house, and I always find an excuse not to go. The title of their party puts me off. The laser-printed invitations read, A Gathering of Interesting Women. As far as I can tell, my annual party dodging has nothing to do with self-loathing misogyny. Instead, it's that interesting women business that bothers me. Now that I've read Andrea Lee's spirited and original short story collection of the same name, I know I've been right all these years to trust my instincts and stay home. Interesting women set off a full red alert wherever they land. They're unpredictable, brazen, full of idiosyncratic personality flaws, often witty and ruthlessly judgmental. Interesting women are fabulous creatures to encounter in literature. In life, they require way more emotional energy than I have in reserve on a soft spring weekend afternoon. One of the chief reasons Lee's women are so interesting is that they're all fish out of water. Some are African Americans vacationing on the islands, deliberately playing with the insider-outsider boundaries that so seamlessly correspond to race in the case of white tourists. Others are African Americans who feel some sense of estrangement on their home turf. In The Golden Chariot, for example, which is the only non-female-centered story, a prosperous African-American family in 1962 drives in their Rambler across the USA to the Seattle World's Fair. So odd and potentially dangerous are their encounters with their white fellow Americans that they might as well be touring Lapland. But most of Lee's 13 tales feature expatriate American women living in Europe, particularly Italy, or less frequently, the Far East. These meticulously groomed exports are the semi-sophisticated, mildly cynical, cell phone-toting cousins of Henry James' clueless Daisy Miller. In the naughty and emotionally nuanced lead story, The Birthday Present, a 30-something American woman named Ariel hires a couple of astronomically priced call girls to minister to her jaded 55-year-old Italian husband, Roberto, on his birthday. To Ariel's satisfaction, the gift flaunts her wifely attentiveness and sexual sophistication. Still, you wonder what surprise she's going to have to come up with for Roberto's next birthday, now that she's so flamboyantly raised the stakes. Ariel is, after all, in the jittery position of being Roberto's second wife. As we're told, nowadays Roberto is furioso at himself for getting old and at Ariel for witnessing it. So he bullies her and feels quite justified in doing so. Like all second wives, Ariel was supposed to be a solution, and now she has simply enlarged the problem. In the title story, which is the funniest and most menacing, the narrator is an American woman vacationing at a luxury hotel in Thailand with her adolescent daughter. By the pool, she meets an interesting woman who calls herself Silver. They begin talking. Then our narrator tells us, I dropped the word ex-husband, that password that functions as a secret handshake in the Freemasonry of interesting women. Silver and the narrator go off into the jungle together, searching for yet another interesting woman, a Smith graduate who conducts past life meditations and supervises colonic irrigations. But three's always a crowd. Our narrator is jilted and returns to the hotel wiser and unirrigated. Evidently, she says, I wasn't ethereal enough for Silver. And besides, getting a taste for these chaste female encounters can lead to incredible promiscuity. Another day, another soul laid bare. As you can hear from the passages I've quoted, the pleasures of Lee's writing are something akin to the pleasures of travel in a foreign country. Lee uses language unpredictably, and every turn of phrase yields a new vista, a fresh insight. Like the best short story writers, she has a poet's delight in fusing together formerly unacquainted words. My favorite story title, for instance, is Of Fog and Cappuccino. Best of all, though, it's a hoot to see all her stylish, expatriate, interesting women colonizing the literary territory that used to belong exclusively to big buonas like the aforementioned Henry James, along with Somerset Maugham, Joseph Conrad, and Rudyard Kipling. As frequently fascinating as their characters may be, they're usually no match for their old-world or exotic adversaries. Lee's wised-up, Prada-clad adventuresses stand a far better chance.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. I'm Terry Gross.